All right, welcome, welcome. Today we're going to be talking about what is happening in the news. Today in the news, Trump declares a national emergency to add $8 billion to help fund the wall to secure the American border from the south, from the southern part of the hemisphere. So I think it's something that had to be done because if you really look at what is going on in our country, in America, I mean, maybe you don't understand it, maybe if you don't live in America, but when you live in America and you really look at the stats of what is actually happening with the issues of illegal immigrants coming into our country, it is pretty astounding. When you really look at the numbers, the number of murders, the number of schools that are being overrun, the tax dollars that's going towards illegal immigration. Now, granted, if we lived in a totally free society with no taxes, no socialism built into our industries and into our government, then that would change the conversation quite a bit when it comes to borders. But without a border, you don't have a country. And without a country, we just turn into a giant globalist society. And with that, someone will step up to rule. And when that happens, it's going to be something like socialism or communism. That's just the way it's going to be. There's no way that a government like the capitalist government of the United States of America, which is the most successful type of government in the world, in the history of this planet, there's no way that a free society like is in the United States, or at least we like to think it's free, would be able to run the entire globe. And that's not really what I think most Americans want anyway. And if it were that America wanted that, we would be trying to conquer other countries. So, I mean, that's a totally different conversation, but here's what Donald Trump said today.
So we're going to be signing today and registering national emergency, and it's a great thing to do because we have an invasion of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people, and it's unacceptable. And by signing the national emergency, something signed many times by other presidents, many, many times, President Obama, in fact, we may be using one of the national emergencies that he signed having to do with cartels, criminal cartels. It's a very good emergency that he signed, and we're going to use parts of it in our dealings on cartels. So that would be a second national emergency, but in that case, it's already in place.
So, you know, Obama did a couple things right. I mean, not too many, but he did a couple things right. And I like to give him credit when he did something right. And, you know, when he actually stood up in front of I can't remember which college it was, but gave a commencement speech and said that people need to stop being snowflakes and having safe spaces. Man, I actually agreed with Obama on something. It was crazy. So, I mean, I know that not everybody's going to agree with having a border wall. But when it affects you directly, if your mom was killed, your dad was killed, your brother was killed, your sister was killed, one of them OD'd on opioids that came from the southern border, and it could have been stopped, it could have been prevented, I think you would change your mind. So if you really zero in on if that affected you directly, how would you think about the problem, about the issue and the solutions? Now, on the other side, of course, I mean, there's people that are in peril and they're trying to cross the border, they're trying to find a better life for themselves. And I think most people on the right would agree that we need a great immigration system that allows for great people to come into our country, especially those that are being threatened with their lives. America can't provide for every single person out there that needs a job. That's just not going to happen. There's probably 5 billion people that would love to come to America because it's got a lot of opportunity because of its capitalistic setup, right? But those that are really in fear for their lives, not really in fear for their lives, but actually have a real threat against their lives because of, you know, what they believe or something like that, that's a totally different story. So yeah, I mean, we need a good immigration system that is merit-based, that, you know, we want to bring good people into the United States. And I think every country would want that same thing into their country. We don't want criminals and cartels and murderers coming into our country, and no other country does either. So I think it's fairly basic, common sense principles. And those that say that we don't need a border wall are absolutely nuts, because it's not going to stop everybody, but it's going to slow them down. If you see a 50 or 30 foot wall in front of you, I mean, you're going to think twice about coming here. It's going to at least slow you down. You're going to have to dig under it. You're going to have to find a way to get over it. And that might give the Border Patrol some more time to come and apprehend you. So above all, I think everybody that's in America that is a citizen should be blessed. At least acknowledge that they are blessed where they live and the freedoms that we have. We've got the freedom of speech, which no other country has. We got the Second Amendment, which is super important to protect that First Amendment. We've got a capitalistic society, for the most part, is being eroded every single day by different laws and hundreds of new laws that are getting passed. But you got to give credit to President Trump. He's trying to, at least in my mind, get rid of some of those pieces of red tape that are slowing things down. So we've got so many freedoms and opportunities and responsibilities as well. So that's my peace of mind for today. Let me know what you think. And, above all, just be thankful for everything that you do have, whether you live in America or a different country. Everybody's blessed in one way or another. Always think of those people that have it harder than you, which there are so many people out there that, I mean, I always think of when I have problems, I always think of someone in Syria being chased by ISIS that wants to cut their head right off. And then your problems don't seem so large anymore. And that's happening all over the world. I mean, you hear about things on the news, but think of the not just thousands of other things, but millions of other things that are happening around the world right now. Just the absolute evil and wickedness that's out there. I mean, there's a lot of good as well. So we always got to recognize that so we're not overwhelmed by the wickedness of the world. But, just be grateful. I try to every day. I'm not the best at it. I struggle sometimes in remembering what I'm blessed with. But have a great one. Talk to you soon.